Thanks, Dr. Dan. You're listening to Locals Only, 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to Your End of the Dial. You're listening to the second hour of the show, the live show, where we go out and we get local Arizona bands, we pull them out of the bar, put them on the air and into your home, your car, wherever you are. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy, taking you through the next hour, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Tucson native. Here's Jeffrey J.
Smile at me thereafter. You come and you go. Better move on, better move on, better move on. You're just another pretender. But then they'll bring the love. Cause once the sun comes up, the moon is gone. Better tell me.
Couldn't you buy a bottle of bold instead? what you preach, not be poor. Don't ignore the work and all. If you could, you'd buy a moth a load instead. And you feel the Thames horizon, little me, little pie, little veil, the color line.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Jeffrey J. Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me.
So you just you drove right here from Phoenix, right?
Yes, I did.
And you played a little show up there. Where were you at up there?
I was at the place called the R Bar.
Mm-hmm. What's
it's,
that like?
It's like a resort hotel bar. It's like a patio scene and a lot of lazy people hanging out, drinking margaritas and stuff like that. So,
you and I talked a little bit about this before you you started your set. So you've been going up there pretty often. You've been getting up there. Where else have you been going? You've been playing more outside of Tucson?
Pretty much in Flagstaff and different places, cities around Flagstaff. So I played in Jerome and Sedona, and then I've gone as far as Bisbee, and then did like a little thing over in California.
Yeah. But when'd you do that?
I did that last summer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you do it solo or did you do it with the band?
No, with my full band, yeah. We went and did like 5 dates in Southern Cal.
Oh, cool. A little excursion, a little hop over there.
Yeah, we usually go there during the 4th of July weekend. Wow. Like, we just came back from Coronado Island.
Mm-hmm.
So we played there and that was fun.
Cool. Cool. And you got some shows coming up, right? You're playing this Friday?
This Friday night with the full band with Rich Hopkins and the Luminarios.
Okay. And that's at the Hut. Yeah. Right. And you're also going to be there for the Tiki unveiling, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is that? That's the 20.
I'm not sure. I know it's in August.
I think it's the 29th or so, but don't hold us to that.
It is the 29th.
It is the 29th.
It'll be at Plush on the 30th.
Yeah.
And it was the same weekend.
Oh, man. You got a lot of stuff piling up on you.
Yeah, it's fun.
Good. Staying busy. All right, well, let's get back to a couple more songs.
This one's called Homesick for You. I tried challenging myself to write a country tune, so... Save me.
homesick for you. Days are in and days of old. Be right here, but you're my sing along. I'm homesick for you. I'm homesick for you. I'm homesick for you. I'm homesick for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Na, 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 na. Catch me a ride north to Denver for a special show. I've heard before, never under lies. Mary Jane, well, no prisoner, locked up for years, what for? They gonna catch him on a song. Bell hovers above the trees. Will I see the show? Your notes safe at home. For now she's locked away. Gotta sneak around today. A blind lover. A blind lover. Blah, long stay on the way, Mr. Bartender, over four plus four, and he'll walk in into the end of the night. Can I play a driver, thanks for the keys, gotta go. What a place to breathe. He knows in my hands alive. Will I hear say bell her words above the trees? Will I see the show? Enjoy. Locked away. Gotta sneak around today. Apply loud.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. I'm Michael John Serpy. You're listening to Locals Only, and I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with local musician Jeffrey J. And that's one of those times when it just naturally rhymes. I don't even have to put any work into that. Thanks again for coming out, man.
Thanks for having me.
So now you play with a band. You also play solo. I've seen you in both incarnations.
Yeah, I pretty much do two shows. I'll either play solo or sometimes I'll have a guitar player.
Yeah.
And then I'll play electric with a full band, a four-piece band. So.
And it is like, it's always good to see a musician who is in a band and a really good band too. I mean, when you get together with your band, you guys just flat out rock. I mean, it's a totally different show than what I see you do when you strip it down and do something like this. Is it hard for you to switch gears?
No, because I play different songs. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it gives me a break from the other end, I guess.
Yeah.
So you don't get sick of yourself
right.
if you play so much.
Right.
So it's like,
you could break up the monotony of it.
Yeah, like this is take 498 of this song this year. So it's like, you know.
On autopilot.
Takes away that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's good too, because I know some musicians I talk to, they usually ebb back and forth between it. They'll play strictly solo, or they'll play with the band, and they a lot of times say that it's hard once they get used to having in that backup to go and stick themselves out there.
Yeah,
you know, but you definitely and it translates well. I mean, you're especially with the band, you cross all kinds of lines. I mean, you play all kinds of genres, and
yeah, it's like. Like, we'll do country, and then we'll do rock, and then we'll do, like, stuff that's really heavy, and then we'll do stuff that's funky, and...
Yeah.
It's kind of hard, because it's, like, sometimes you feel like you should concentrate on one genre, kind of, but then you, like... I don't know, I feel with all the different genres coming about, and, you know, different influences for everybody, I think it's good to be a mixed songwriter.
Yeah.
Kind of like Beck.
Sure,
sure. You know, he's a perfect example, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's easier... to, or not that it's easier, it is easy sometimes to isolate people at a bar. Sometimes if you're playing those gigs where you're just at a restaurant playing backup music, you know, for people eating. But at a bar, sometimes, you know, you can isolate certain audience who's there. But I mean, I think it's good. The more material you know, the more across the platform you are, the you know, the more you're going to be inviting to everyone in the room. You know, and you always do a good job of that too.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah, and especially, you know, you've seen your stripped down scene with the band, but it's definitely worth checking out. You can check it out this Friday at the Hut.
Yeah, we'll be closing the night. So
gonna be doing the whole band thing.
And we're flying out. Our guitar player lives in L.A., so we're flying him out.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
lucky guy. Gets jet setted around.
Yeah, stuff. He's that good.
He's that good. He's that worth it. What are you guys doing? Are you working on new material?
We've been into Loveland. Have you been there?
I haven't been there, but yeah,
we've
I know.
Been going there a lot. So we've been there probably four or five times this year already, and we just finished, pretty close to finishing, an album called A Fly on the Wall, and then we started working on this one called Who's Who. So we're pretty much recording like 22 songs.
Oh,
then we're gonna divide up into two records,
okay,
and then wait till next year to release one of them, and then. Wait again a year.
Stagger them out.
Yeah, just so.
Yeah.
We were thinking about releasing them both, but then it was like, you know, maybe we shouldn't because we still got our first one on free download. Mm-hmm. We've had it, our plan was to do that for 2 years, to have it for free, and then just to kind of create awareness.
Sure.
Because we don't have the, you know, the resources that a lot of these bands have to market our album.
Yeah.
So
I think that's good. I mean, that's one thing that I noticed too. I went to your website and you do, you got a lot of free bits up there, you know, and I think that's great. I mean, it's, you know, especially this day and age where there isn't too many, I don't know, people are scrambling, like, how are we going to make a nickel off this song? And I mean, it's definitely important to get paid for what you do and what you love to do, but you definitely put what you love to do in the forefront of it. It seems like, you know, it's like, you just want to get out there, play the songs that you got and have a good time.
Yeah, I kind of getting like tired of like songs we or recording even, where I'm just like, I want to play these new ones and these new ones. And then I can see why when I go see a band, like one of my favorite bands is Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. And I would go see them and they play all these songs I didn't really care to hear, but I wanted to hear some of their other songs, you know? Uh-huh. Not necessarily their trendy songs, but songs that were like way older.
Yeah.
And so I can see why a band gets tired of their material.
Oh man, especially if you're touring like a band like that, they're touring all the time. I imagine they have to really strive to make it interesting to themselves.
Yeah, so I'm constantly trying to do something new, and that's why I think it's nice to do the acoustic. Mm-hmm. And they would do all that material separate from the band.
Yeah, keep yourself kind of two springs intact.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, cool. We got another, like, 25 minutes or so.
Okay.
And I know you got plenty of material in you. So what are you going to play for us right now?
I'll play an unplugged version of a song called Right On. You can download the band version for free off the website.
Okay, you know what, real quick, too, give people your the proper spelling of your name as well. You're a funny
Jeffrey. I spell my name with a G. There you go. It's GEOFFREY, mm-hmm. then just the letter J.com.
Yeah, and if you look, especially on the MySpace, it's one of the first things that pop up. Yeah. It's your spot. So.
Well, here's another thing. I started a cooking show.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Soul Kitchen TV. Uh-huh. If you go there, you can go to soulkitchentv.com. Then I have links to my stuff there, so that's easier to remember.
Are you doing the cooking, or are you just
playing
the music?
Well, I videotape my friends cooking meals. Yeah. You know, and what I'll do is I'll put my music behind the videos. Right. So then if someone goes search for, like, how to make a killer lasagna or something.
There you are.
And then they listen to my tunes, and they like it. And then there's links on the side. So I'm just trying different ways to get my music out there.
That's awesome. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a good way, because I've always had problems with, you know, venues or just people misspelling my name, so that's another reason why I got that going. Is so it's soulkitchentv.com.
Everyone can remember that. You know how to spell that. So,
the song's called Right On.
On the table in the shadows, Mama said everything on your plate. But for dinner you said I showed a little too late. So ride in town to a bottle of bleach, gun to my head through the TV screen. Oh God, I'm on the post again. Right on. You got your pretty little space to share your dismay. V5, hear your drum. Walk on air, spread your love. Guest in the home, not a friend but a foe. Can't catch on, you set the clock too slow. So find me a thought, no benefit in hand. Expression is not impression. Will the world reshape? Could it be the end? Never know, cause you decide what I see. So ride, ride on, ride on. You got your big little space to share your dismay. So ride, ride on. Right on. You got your pretty little space to share your dismay. So ride, so ride, so ride. We'll be right back. controls your strings. Then down to took the toll to sing. Flip a coin both sides of the head of a hungry tavern in your bed to the end. So I drop the trash in the halls of our heads. Shines no light, might as well be there. Even smile in the heat off your chest. No need to place a bed, cause you're the FOX. Right, right on, right on. You got your pretty little space to share your dismay. So right, right on, right on. You got your pretty little space to share your dismay. So right.
This one's called Gypsy Girl. It's going to be on the next album.
Send a letter, no return. Send it back, wax still burn. Will she ever answer me? With a potion backwards turn. Stole it first. Up in smoke she seems to be. People, you need to go on the other side of the borderline. People, you need to go. Travels far from me. Left the ocean, cross the plains, heading west, find her name. City of angels she'll be. People, you need to go on the other side. Watch out for
wrote a song for Newcastle Beer. Yeah. And I'll play it. It inspired me because when I read about Newcastle, they haven't changed their flavor for over 100 years. So they went through like the Great Depression and World War II, and they would change, like, you know, their label and their bottles and stuff for cost, but they refused to touch their beer, even though their people were starving. So,
you got their priorities in order.
Yeah, then they were going to sell it to Australia or something, and then people would protest by taking the labels off the bottle and then flipping them upside down, putting them back on the bottle, kind of doing pros or whatever.
Yeah.
And the bars there. So.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I wrote a song about it. One and only.
Time I meet you, your lips always taste new. One and only. Bombs break, buildings shake. Time I meet you, your lips always taste new. One and only.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to Year Under the Dial. You're listening to Locals Only. We're just about to finish up. We got about 10 more minutes left. And I'm sitting here. My name is Michael John Serp. I'm sitting here with local musician Jeffrey J. And I got to squeeze this out real quick. That last song you just played about Newcastle beer, I want to throw that out to my brother and his girlfriend Carrie up in Phoenix because they're big Newcastle fans. I was thinking about that one when you introduced the song. I was like, oh, if only I knew. So hopefully they're up there listening and tipping one back for you right now.
That'd be cool.
Again, I'm sitting here with local musician Jeffrey J., who's got a show this Friday at the Hut. He's going to be out there with his band, and he's got a bunch of shows coming up. He plays up in Phoenix pretty often. He's going to be playing over at Plush. When's the Plush show?
That's a Sunday night. It's August 30th.
August
30th. And I'll be back here on the Simple Folk show, too.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah, I saw that on the calendar. So, like we were saying, you play with the band. You also play solo and stuff. Are you, I mean, it's your band. It's your shtick. You're the songwriter and whatnot. When you get together with the band, is there, what kind of collaborating takes place there?
Well, we don't really practice much, and pretty much not at all, really. So, we've been going in the recording studio, mm-hmm. and I'll do work in the recording studio, then we'll have a practice in the actual recording studio.
Yeah.
And record it. I'll teach them songs. And then I'll be like, okay, this sounds good. That sounds good. And then I'll come in next time with scratch tracks. And then they'll just overdub their parts on it. And then we just shelf it. So as long as they hear it a couple times, then it's like, I'll tell them, you know, what kind of dynamic I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, usually they're pretty good seasoned musicians, so.
Yeah.
And you want them to feel it too, so you don't want to like try to tell people what to do too much when it comes to music.
Try to just trust them to feel.
Because there's so many songs you could do, so it's like if a song's not working as a group, then just do a different one.
Yeah. Now, Michael John Serpy, we're going to be finishing up. We got about 7 minutes left, so we're going to have you close us out. Do you you want to talk about anything else before I throw you back into some songs?
Originally, when we recorded our second album, A Fly on the Wall,
mm-hmm.
That's why I dyed my hair black, because we've been doing like photography where I paint my whole body and I want to be a human fly. So the album cover.
Yeah.
But we haven't really caught the one we really like yet, so it's been a process. And originally, when we recorded the album, our whole plan was to release it actually tonight, because I wrote a song about Michael Vick.
Yeah, I listened to that on YouTube.
He ends his sentence. He's at home right now, but he ends his sentence today.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I scheduled this date. I thought it would be a cool, like, you know, way to market the album, but it's not ready. So, I mean, but I put it on a YouTube. I put one of the rough mixes of the recording in the studio. So it's not the final version, but I mean, it sounds okay. So I put it on the YouTube, so you can check it out at my MySpace.
So how many times have you doned yourself up with black paint for this fly photo shoot?
Not too often.
No.
Probably maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
So at first we just did the top part, because with the eyes. But then I was like, no, maybe we do big fly wings and do it from the back,
mm-hmm.
and then have like a logo across it. So, I mean, album covers it's rough.
Yeah.
The first album cover worked out really well. But the second one is just like, I don't know, you know?
Sounds interesting.
It's like permanent decision, so it's.
Yeah. And commitment too, man. You're painting yourself up and body paint and stuff.
But, yeah, because the thing that inspired me was I was one time, I was in Pennington Place, I call it, the rehearsal studios.
Mm-hmm.
And some kid came over and taught me this weird, like, blues progression on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a song called A Fly on the Wall. With those chords that he taught me, and it ended up being that whole Let It Be Naked by the Beatles. That's what they call it, the Fly on the Wall.
Uh-huh.
If you've heard that album.
I know of it.
I was like, I'm a huge Beatles fan, so I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's it, I'm naming it A Fly on the Wall. So then I found out AC/DC has an album called A Fly on the Wall.
Yeah.
And so there's Hannah Montana.
Oh no.
So
that's a contrasting company you're keeping there.
Yeah. Wide variety.
Yeah. The AC/DC one, that's not their best album, that's for sure.
Really? You've heard of it?
Oh, yeah. I used to be a big AC/DC fan when I was a kid, and I quit right around that album. It was bad. Haven't heard the Hannah Montana version, no. All right, so we got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then we got the Hub coming up. Stay tuned for the Hub. Do you got one song, 2 songs? What do you think you'll do?
I could probably do 2 songs.
Okay.
Actually, I'll just do my little 2-minute song and then.
Okay, you got some time. You can probably squeeze 2 in. Again, you're listening to Jeffrey J on Locals Only. He's going to be playing over at the Hut this Friday night with his band. Go on out and check him out. Buy him a Newcastle.
This next one's called Mary. It's called Who Do You Choose? Draw in straw seems much more sane.
got the bucks. Can't decide so close again. Drawing straw seems much more sane. Bucks.